Welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. My name is Reagan Warfield in the studio today. Guest from Maryland Multi-Housing Association Service Training Academy, Dennis Allen, the director of the academy. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. And Marufu Austin, one of the graduates of the program. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing,
okay,
sir?
And you go by Austin.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll call you Austin for the rest of the chat here. First of all, what is the Maryland Multi-Housing Association?
So Maryland Multi-Housing Association is just an association that basically represents the multi-housing community. Basically, we fight laws or get the place laws for the, we represent the management companies for that organization. And we also provide education for different things. And in our case, we opened up a training academy for the technicians, for service technicians.
So what does that mean? Service technicians in terms of HVAC and what else?
So think about this. So you're in an apartment community, right? Something breaks in your apartment. You call the office, you ask, can somebody fix this? That guy that comes out, that's what we train. They're trained in, first of all, they get their certifications in HVAC, CFC, which is chlorofluorocarbon, with the EPA, which stands for Environmental Protection Agency. They also get their lead certification, and they get their lead abatement certification through the EPA. And we train them hands-on training with appliance repair, HVAC repair, electrical repair, carpentry, and how to turn apartments and plumbing.
Mm-hmm. These are incredible skills that a lot of us wish we had to this extent.
What?
So how do you enroll people into the academy?
So you just go online. It's an online application, mmhasta.org, and go under the training academy and just fill out the application. We get it and we call you within 24 hours.
And how much does this cost?
So before I answer that question, you get, I think the value of the tools is about $350 of starter tools. You get a uniform and all of the certifications that we just spoke about, all the hands-on training, and the price is free.
That sounds like a good deal. Yeah.
What?
Austin, you agree?
Yeah, that's the best opportunity.
I mean, truly, these are skills that can set you up for life, that you can use throughout your life, both in your private life and to get right. jobs right. later on. So yeah,
it's weird. My father, he was actually in this industry. He was a service manager. So he kept, every Saturday, he had side jobs, little odd jobs that he would do for other people. And he would say, Dennis, get up, come on, go with me. I don't want to. I was young. And just being around it and then realizing later on this is what I was going to do with my life is just amazing.
So how do you qualify for the program?
Well, actually, there is no qualification. But in order to get into the program, you have to have your Maryland driver's license. You have to have access to a vehicle. You don't have to own it, but you got to be able to drive to work and drive home. And you have to be able to take a urinalysis, pass a urinalysis, and a background screening.
So you can be young as 16?
You have to be 18, at least 18 years old.
18 years old.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. And why was this created?
Well, this was created because there's a need. There's a big need in our industry for good service technicians. And I believe that the reason why I qualified to bring these young men in our industry is because of the fact I start off as a grounds guy, build my way all the way up, and qualified guys, you know, think about it, maintenance guys got this bad rep of the plumber's crack. So, you know, we basically want to make sure that the guys that we have coming out of our program understands that it's not just not about fixing stuff, but it's also about your you know, what you present, you know, your look, how you groom yourself, you know, walking through the door, you know, speaking well, you know, all of those things is very important in our program.
You're an ambassador for whatever housing community you represent, right?
Right. Well, yes, exactly. Exactly. You know, I was told a story a little while ago, and it was an amazing story, and it puts it right in line on what we are looking for. It was this grounds guy outside watering the flowers outside of the office. The regional and the property manager was inside the office, and they saw him out there, and the property manager said, I'm going to go say something to him. So she walks outside and said, what are you out here doing? And he said, I'm leasing apartments. And that was amazing to me, you know, because that guy gets it.
Yeah.
You know, curb appeal, you know, your look, how you speak, how you present yourself, the whole package.
Well, it's funny, you mentioned, you know, the plumber's crack reputation, but if you're living in a place where the AC goes out or the toilet stopped working or any of these things,
right.
These people are basically the savior.
You know? Well, exactly.
So you can really change someone's day for the better, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that's more rewarding. That's more rewarding, walking through the door and having somebody frustrated and upset because, you know, this has been broke for a day, or, you know, they're upset because somebody's been here previous, and you're able to come in, figure out what the problem is, and turn that frown. I know it sounds corny, but upside down.
Yeah. You know? That's great. Yeah. And you've seen that, Austin.
Yeah, it's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah?
Yeah, especially like you might go on a ticket or something, and they might be having a bad day, they might be angry, and by the time you leave out, they'd be happy to just bring a good feeling.
That's cool. So you mentioned a lot of different skills that are taught. What's the structure of the program? How many classes? What's the length of the program?
The length of the program is 2 months. There is five curriculums that's taught, the five curriculums that we went over.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And one of the things that we make sure the way it's structured is Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. They get like a half an hour for lunch. And it's like a regular working day. It's a regular working day. And we put them through it because I want to make sure, hey, if you don't qualify at the end of the day, if you don't pour your heart into it, that's what I look for. Mm-hmm. I don't care about whether or not you gather all of these abilities. I care more so about, do you care about what you're doing? And at the end of the day, if you don't, you don't make it out my door.
How many how many graduates have you had so far?
We had over 60 so far, over 60 guys that have graduated.
When does the next session start? Any idea?
Yeah, of course. July 8th is the start of the new class. July 16th is class 7's graduation.
Wow. So you're churning through these. And this is a fairly new endeavor.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's one of the first that was built like this in the country, I believe.
And what's the success rate? You mentioned some people not making it through the door.
We're, as far as guys graduating, we're in the high 90s. As far as people still in the industry, we're right around 80%.
So 4 out of every 5 people that walk through these doors, they're going to get a job within this industry.
Absolutely.
Man. So Austin, how did you find out about this program?
All right. So I was in military. So I was going to military school before I came to MMHA. I was just getting my high school diploma, and I was just trying to find out something. I was trying to find a hustle and not like a temporary McDonald's type of job. This is actually like my first real job. Yeah. And I didn't want no temporary $10 an hour type of job. So I had a mentor, and he actually put me onto the program, told me about the program, told me to give him a call. I gave him a call and got in, and I got in the program. So that's how it basically happened. But it wasn't even part of my plan to get into the maintenance field, but I knew I wanted to be something hands on. Like I didn't want to be in no office filling out papers. I knew I wanted to work with my hands. So this is probably one of the best decisions I made going to that program.
Did you have any of these skills going in? Electrical work, HVAC, anything like that? Mm-mm. Nothing?
No, I had no clue about nothing.
And 2 months later, you have five different sets of skills.
Yeah.
And then you graduated, and then what happened?
Right after I graduated, in the process, while you're doing a program, he finds properties for you to go to in the process. So he don't just wait till the end of the program to find you somewhere to go. So you probably already know where you'll be placed before you even graduate. So while I was in there, he was finding the places. Another thing I like about the program, you get to, they put you in the field. You go on turns while you're doing the program. Like, it's, you might not get paid during the first time you do a turn, but they take us out so we don't just be like in the classroom the whole time. And, like later on in the program, they take us like on a property, show us how turns are supposed to be done, and the maintenance technicians that are at the property that we training at, they show us the new tricks too. So that when we do start our turns or tickets or whatever, we already know what it's going to be like and know what to prepare ourselves for.
So hands-on, truly hands-on training.
Yeah, hands-on training.
Oh,
nobody
man.
Wants to hear my voice all day.
I mean, this is incredible. So how do you partner with members of the community and different groups to make this program as good as it is?
MMHA is the glue. So, you know, they have the relationships with the different management companies, mm-hmm. And they're our members. And they came to Adam Skolnick, which is the executive director of MMHA and the MMHA STA. They came to him and said, we have a dire need. Can you start this program? Can you get it up and running? Because we need technicians. And he just, you know, he started then, and it just blossomed. You know, this started 15 years ago when the thought came about. I was in the industry working as a service manager at that time. And when I came up, you know, the company that I was working for, they created a position like this, but within that organization.
Sure.
So I just traveled around the states training guys. So when I heard about MMHA, it came up. My sister applied. She threw my application in.
Oh,
there.
That's great.
I didn't even know. So I got a phone call from Adam, and I was like, what? I said, okay, yes, sir. So excuse me. When I came in, I was floored. When I walked in, it was like a board of people. And I sat down, I talked with Adam. I was shaking like, I don't know what now. And we began to talk, and they asked me my experience. And I heard their vision, I heard their dream, and I was sold. I was sold. To be able to reach young men and women, you know, all over the world that gone through different things in their life, you know, and get them in a room and get them hands-on training and see the excitement in their eyes, especially when he walks in a room and tell them, hey, I got you a new career, you know. Because a lot of different programs that a lot of folks have entered in was promised a career at the end, and at the end they didn't get it.
Yeah.
You know, but people walk through the door and they're hearing just word of mouth. We're averaging right now something like 50 applicants per class, and we're only accepting, you know, between 12 and 13 of the best. So, mm-hmm. you know, when I tell you that it's life changing for me. When I see those faces, when the light bulb go off, it's amazing. When Austin called me when they offered him a position and his dollar amount, he was so excited. And I was sitting there like, what? Are you serious? He was like, yeah, Mr. Dennis, man, we're going to go out to lunch.
Yeah, because it's the best opportunity, like one of the best things that ever happened to me. Because I'm still young. I don't even know that many people that's making the same amount of money that I'm making at their jobs. And then the program is good because the type of knowledge that they give you, most of the time you got to spend a lot of money for. You might need a student loan or
sure.
some type of scholarship. You don't even have to go through all that. So you don't have to be in no debt 10 years from now. So, I recommend it to everybody. Anybody that's looking for a career and hands-on, I would recommend it. Come to MMHA.
Just for someone tuning in, I do want to mention we're talking about the Service Training Academy, part of the Maryland Multi-Housing Association. Mm-hmm. Dennis and Austin here, a director and a graduate. Uh-huh. By the way, how old are you, Austin?
18.
So this really is 4 years ago. You're a freshman, sophomore in high school. What did you think? Where did you think you would be right now?
I had no idea. I didn't know what. I just knew I wanted to be something hands-on, but I didn't know like exactly what I was gonna be in life. I really didn't know till I came from military school and got blessed with the opportunity and ran with it.
And that's exactly what you mentioned as being the reward, Dennis.
It is. It really is. I'm gonna be honest with you. This is real personal to me because of my upbringing. I was born and raised in Baltimore City. Went to Frederick Douglass High School, and I was one of those kids who was misunderstood. You know. And in those days in my environment, I was taught that when you have an issue, you solve it with your fists. And that's what I did. I got kicked out of high school at a young age. And in going through that, you know, I thought that my life was, you know, to the craps. Like, it was people that was placed in my life, people that was around me that supposed to encourage me, but they told me that I had two futures, either jail or death. And I started believing it. So when I came up, I mean, of course, my mother and my father, you know, they were church going and they kept praying for me and trying to encourage me. But you literally have to figure some stuff out for yourself. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until the day that I looked at my daughter's face, literally when she came out, I was standing right there and she looked at me. She gave me this look like, you better not mess this up. Mm-hmm. And from then on, I said, I need to do something with my life. This industry really turned my life around. I started off as a grounds guy and I worked my way up, and it just, I'm not supposed to be making the type of money and the experience and the relationships and the title. I'm not supposed to have this, but I feel that's when I see Austin, you know, this kid who came from Baltimore and 17 years old, and you can be 17, by the way, as long as by the end of the program, when it's come time for you to sign an application, you're actually 18.
Oh, good to know.
But this 17-year-old kid with a lot of Baltimore swag, I call it. Yeah. You know? And I looked at him and I said, you know, listen, I understand where you came from. Right. Remember I pulled you in that back room? I said, I understand where you came from, but you're in a classroom setting. It's time to switch over. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and a light bulb went off in his head and I couldn't stop him ever since, man. Yeah. So
you remember that moment? Mm-hmm. What was it? What was going through your mind, like, at that point?
At the time, because when you think about it, I never, like, knew, like, growing up, I didn't know, like, I didn't think I could just go and be something that fast. Like, I thought it would take long, like, it'd take years. Like, I thought I had to be going to school for 4 years trying to master this. So I was just very happy because I'm at a young, it's like I saved myself before it was too late, kind of. That's kind of how I look at this whole opportunity. It's like I saved myself before it was too late. Now I just try to get, like, the people that be around me and the people that I grew up with to be on the same path.
This is all very powerful. Mm-hmm. I honestly, like, I didn't expect to hear this much about the program because it's so much more than what it seems on the surface. Yeah. I mean, what it sounds like, you wouldn't be here without Dennis.
Yeah, I wouldn't be at the preserve where I'm at right now. If it weren't for Dennis, I wouldn't even have a job.
And then Dennis, you're talking about your childhood and everything. You were looking out for yourself, and then look at the impact you've had on, you know, the 60 lives so far that have come through the program.
It is life changing. It's amazing. Right. Like, to wake up every single morning feeling fulfilled. Like, I'm really getting paid to do this.
Right.
You know, and please zip this out because I don't want my boss to think that he overpaying me. but it's definitely life changing, man. You know, to see those faces, to see Austin and those other guys that's out there. I'm getting phone calls left and right, night and day, of just guys saying, thank you, Dennis, man. I really appreciate it. You know?
I mean, there's a huge need for this. Clearly, if you're not getting to all the applicants to the program, you know, you're getting the best of the best, but it seems like, you know, there are more lives that could be touched by this. So then that's good that there's a demand, right?
Yeah, let me tell you something. It's so, this program is so powerful, right? I have a 26-year-old son, and he was working 3 jobs, killing himself. I mean, just working hard night and day. And I told him one day I picked him up from one job to drop him off at the other, and he almost looked half dead. Like, he was slumped over. And I looked at him, I said, I'm signing you up for the program. He looked at me and said, okay, Dad. And he came, and now he's in the industry. Mm-hmm. My boss's son, the executive director, he signed his son up in the industry. So I was like, amazing. It's amazing.
What's the hardest part of all this?
Hardest part. What would I say the hardest part is? It's really, it depends how you process it. Like, it depends on, like, how you make it. The program is how you make it. Like, if you go in there with a negative attitude and you don't want to be, and you got an attitude like you don't want to be here, then you're not going to succeed. But if you go in there positive, your head on straight, and you're going to succeed, you're not even going to worry about the hard parts. You're just going to be worrying about making progress.
That's great.
And the hardest part on my end would be, you know, having a class and getting that bond with them and then having to graduate them and leave them out.
2 months
later.
They
got to walk out the door. Yeah, and it's like, you know, once you build a relationship with a team and you're there and they look at you like, you know, yeah, what's next? What's next? You know, and you look at them like, you know, okay, well, we just grew a bond, and then all of a sudden you're out the door. That's the hardest part for me.
Yeah, it's like when you're in a program, y'all working together, like y'all own maintenance team. Then when you leave, you with another maintenance team, and you got to relearn and rebuild stuff. Like, that's probably the hardest part right there. I agree with Dennis on that. Yeah.
Dennis, what would you say to 15-year-old Dennis, that knowing this was coming up in your life?
Oh, my God. Straighten up and fly right. Look, calm down. You don't have to fight everybody. You don't have to fight nobody. You know, just focus, because you can make a difference. You will make a difference. You know, just pour into your education. Get as much education as possible. And don't stop. Don't let nobody stop you. That's what I would tell them.
How surprised would 15-year-old Dennis be to know that you're essentially a teacher in some ways?
He would be shocked.
Yeah?
I was the shy, bashful guy. I would sit in the back of the room and blend in. That was my thing. So at the end of the day, you know, if I looked at him and said, you're going to be a teacher, you're gonna change lives, he's going to look at me and say, look, first of all, why are you fat like that? And then the second thing, he's just going to look at me and say, no, I don't believe you. You know, that wasn't my life. I wanted to be a concert pianist, actually.
And really?
I studied that for a while. And I just, getting in front of people, my hands would shake, my voice would crackle, and, you know, I would start sweating all over the place. So, you know, I just said, no, I'm going to shy away from that. But this industry helped me to stand in front of people, speak, and just be alive. You know, I was just like, wow. So when I did tap into training and teaching, I found my calling. I knew I found my calling. I knew I did. I remember when I was working for the previous company doing this role, it was a portion where this company came to buy our company out. So they closed my department, and they told me I had to go back to the site as a service manager. And it was heartbreaking. I was so upset because I knew that I didn't want to do this anymore. You know, my future, my passion was teaching. I found it. And everybody can't say that. So at the time, I was in the dumps. When my sister put that application in, you know, we talk about saving lives, she saved mine. You know, and I turned around, and when I went to that interview, I knew everything was on the line. Because I said, I looked at my boss, and I told my boss, I'm going to be a trainer. I don't know where, I don't know when, but I'm going to be a trainer. And it was amazing, because we just had this panel discussion of people who came up in the industry. So he came in to speak to the students about his career coming up as a grass cutter. And now he's in the corporate office doing like building and cat projects. And he was able to look at them and said, you know, Dennis looked at me. I remember. And he had that look in his eyes. He said, I'm going to be a trainer and nobody's going to stop me. And he did it, you know, and that just made me that made me happy. It really did, because I go back to when people told me that I had two futures. Death or jail. Huh. Proved him wrong.
Yeah, no kidding. Right. Austin, training in your future?
Yeah, I would definitely. I like helping other people too. I tell people to go to MMHA all the time. I get questions about how I got the job, because people know I'm only 18. I ain't just wake up and be a one morning and be a maintenance technician. So I get those type of questions all the time when I'm at work. When I'm in the neighborhood, where I grew up at, I get those questions all the time. So after a while, there's going to be a lot of more people coming to MMHA.
Yeah.
Yeah. that's a, one of the best things you could do.
Have you sent any friends into the program?
You said, did I ever send any friends to the program? Yeah. I always tell them to go to the program, but they be having like a lot of stuff going on, like a lot of stuff, a lot of problems going on with their life. But I try my best to get them to go to MMHA. It's a little hard. It's a little hard because I done grew up with some knuckleheads. So I might have to tell them a couple times to go to MMHA before they actually go. But yeah, after a while, I feel like they start, as they see me progress, they see, yeah, maybe. A lot of my homeboys, they starting to realize, yeah, I need to listen to him.
You better warn them about me. Because they already know. It's weird because when people come to the school, they get an orientation right. to kind of pre-warn them how I am. Right. If they come late, what happens?
Man, he gonna give you a hard time.
That door is locked.
Oh wow,
the door is locked.
It's a tough lesson, but a good lesson.
If they come in with their shirt out, their pants, the door is locked. They gotta tuck it in. They gotta be ready to roll, ready to work. If they come unprepared, I send them home. So
that's just to prepare you for like the how professional you gotta be once you get into that field. So you might not like all those punishments while you in the program, but you're going to understand. Once you jump into that field, you're going to understand what all the, how to talk to customers and practice. And now you're going to realize what all that was for.
Yeah, the other side is a lot, you know, awesome. A lot of success. So, well, Dennis Austin, pleasure talking to you. The Service Training Academy from the Maryland Multi-Housing Association. The website, again, to be part of the program?
Is mmhasta.org.
And just got to be 18 upon graduation. It's a two-month-long program with a driver's license and access to a car, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Monday through Friday.
Okay. Yep. Well, thanks very much. Looking forward to hearing about the next batch of graduates soon.
All right. Thank you so much for having us.